So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught smicha zakenim begimel. As Rabbi Yechon explains, my smicha zakenim mismach savi. Three judges are required to ordain a scholar. Karli, Rabbi, Vyavali, Rishusala, Maiden, Dina, Knossos. They give him the title of Rabbi, and they give him permission to decide monetary cases that pertain to penalties. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Ein smicha b'chutzlaretz, and the Gemara explains this to mean, Deloy samchinun b'chutzlaretz. We give smicha only in Eretz Yisrael, but not b'chutzlaretz. However, once he received smicha in Eretz Yisrael, he is permitted to decide Dina, Knossos, even in chutzlaretz. The Gemara elaborates, Peshita, Semchin b'chutzlaretz b'nismachin b'aretz le'mahami. Certainly, if the one giving smicha is in chutzlaretz while the recipient is in Eretz Yisrael, the smicha is not effective. The Gemara inquires, however, if vice versa, Semchin b'aretz b'nismachin b'chutzlaretz. What is the halacha if the one giving smicha is in Eretz Yisrael while the recipient is in chutzlaretz? As Rashi explains, do we say, Mahani ki'ilu isi gabei b'sha smicha? The smicha is effective because the nismach does not need to be in the presence of the semich during the smicha, and the nismach can decide dini knesses and chutzlaretz. Or loy mahani, the lesa gabayu b'sha smicha, the smicha is not effective because the nismach does need to be in the presence of the semich during the smicha, and the nismach cannot decide dini knesses and chutzlaretz. The Gemara concludes that loy mahani, from an incident regarding Rib Shimon ben Zirud and Rib Yenison ben Achmoy, in which Chad have a gabayu samchuhu, the Chad loy have a gabayu loy samchu. The one who was present did receive smicha, while the one who was not present did not receive smicha. The Gemara continues. Rib Shmuel bar Nachman or Rib Yenison says, Minayin she'ein nesmochin lebeis Eli. A descendant of Eli HaKoyin may not receive smicha, because the pasuk says about Eli HaKoyin, Le'yia zaken beveischa kala yamim. The word zaken cannot mean zaken mamish, a person of old age, because the pasuk already states, Kol marbis beisecha yemusu anashim. The members of your family will die young. Therefore, we must say that the word zaken refers to a person with smicha. The Gemara proceeds to relate several incidents regarding smicha. One of them is Reb Zera have mitamer lemismeche. Reb Zera at first evaded receiving smicha because Reb Elazar said la'olam have a kavul v'kayim. And as Rashi explains, kolema harchig min harabanus shemekaveres as baleho. One who does not take on rabanus and avoids the public eye will merit long life. But later on, amtile anafshe, Reb Zera actually sought out smicha because he heard Reb Elazar's other statement. In Adam Oil Ligadula, Elam Kin Meichel Lai Akala by Naisiv. A person who is appointed to Rabbanus becomes absolved from all his sins. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek taught a machlekes regarding Arifas Egla. The number of judges of the Sanhedrin Gedolah required to go out to the site where the murdered body was found and measure the distances around the Chol to determine the closest city, which must bring the Egla Rufa. Shimon says, Arifas Egla B'Shleisha. Three judges are required. While Rabbi Huda says, Arifas Ekla B'chamisha, five judges are required. As the Brisa explains, they disagree in the understanding of the following pasuk. V'yatzu zikinecha v'shevtecha u'madadu es'ar ma'sha saviv es'achal. Shimon holds, Arifas Ekla B'shleisha, because zikinecha shnayim, v'im bezden shakal, ma'sivin aliyin oirechad. The pluralized word zikinecha indicates two men, and since a bezden cannot consist of an even number, another man is added, harikan shleisha. While Rabbi Huda holds Arifas Egla B'chamisha because Zikenecha Shnayim and Vav V'Shevtecha L'minyana. The superfluous letter Vav in the word V'Shevtecha indicates another two men. And the Im Bezn Shakel, Asifin Lein Oirechad, Harei Kan Chamisha. And according to both, we also derive the following halachas from the other three pluralized words in this pasuk. Shevtecha L'miyuchad N'Shevtecha. The highest rank of judges, the Sanhedrin Hagadol Shebe Yerushalayim. V'yatzu Hein V'sh V'lei Shlucheyen. The Sanhedrin themselves must go out there and not their agents. Madudu, Shafila Nimtza Ba'alil La'ir Ha'yumaydin Shemitzvah Lasik B'medida. There is a mitzvah to measure the distance even if the closest city is obvious. The Gemara cites a third opinion, that of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Zekinecha Zu Sanhedrin, Shevtecha Zem Melech V'Koyen Gadol. And the Gemara concludes that Betarti Polig. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees with two points. B'melech V'Koyen Gadol Polig. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the king and the Koyen Gadol must go out also to the site, while Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda hold the king and Kohen Gadol do not have to go. The Sanhedrin Nami Polik. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds, Kula Sanhedrin Be'inan. All 71 members of the Sanhedrin must go out to the site, while Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda hold only 3 or 5 members must go. And the Gemara brings proof to this from the following brayso regarding Zaken Mamre, a Talmid Chacham who does not accept the ruling of the Sanhedrin and continues to rule according to his opinion. Mitzan Abeis Pagi Behimra Lein. If a Zaken Mamre found the members of Sanhedrin outside the Beis HaMikdash, for example, they went to measure the distance for Egla Rufa, or they went to extend Yerushalayim or the Azara, and he ruled against them, he does not become a zaken mamri because the pasuk there states, "V'kamta v'alisa el hamakim melamech hamakim garim." Only inside the Beis HaMikdash does he become a zaken mamri. And as the Gemara explains, "Pshita dinafik kulu." All 71 members of Sanhedrin must have gone out to measure because if some remained inside, he would not have become a zaken mamri anyway. Because dilma hanach de'ikah gavoy kamikavosei. Perhaps the members inside do agree with him. Apparently, the Braisa is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion, and he holds kula Sanhedrin be'inam. The previous Mishnah taught neter revayu ma'aser sheni she'ein dam of yiduin b'shloisha. The fruits of neter revayu or ma'aser sheni that became spoiled and their worth is not known must be appraised by three people before being redeemed. And as the Braisa elaborates, paidin aisa b'shloisha lekuches, avalei b'shloisha she'ein lekuches. Rashi explains lekuches as seichrim b'kiyim b'shuma. It is redeemed at the value appraised by three experienced merchants, but not at the value appraised by three people who are not merchants, because they cannot properly assess their value. The Braisa concludes, afila nachri echad mehem, afila echad mehem bailim paidin aisam. Even if one of the three lekuches is a non-Jew or the owner of these fruits, they can be redeemed based on their appraisal. The previous Mishnah taught hakdeshes b'shloisha. A hekdesh item must be redeemed at the value appraised by three people. The Gemara cites a second opinion, that of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, afila tzinari shel hekdesh, tzricha asar b'nei adam lefteisa. All hekdesh items, even a needle, must be redeemed at the value appraised by 10 people, as the Gemara explains, because asar kahanim k'suvim b'parasha. The word kain is mentioned 10 times in the three parashas and parashas Behar that refer to redeeming hekdesh.